And now we'll ask Brother Richard Stewart to open this meeting with prayer and ask for blessing upon this testimony meeting and Brother Allen's service.
Our gracious, loving Father, we bow our hearts and minds in thy presence in this day again. Indeed, thankful for the multitude of our blessings that we receive at thy hand. As we approach this hour, Father, bless our hearts and minds. Grant to us a measure of thy spirit that we might praise thy name and recite the experiences and blessings and we receive to be encouragement one to another, to strengthen each other as we continue to walk in the footsteps of thy beloved Son. We thank thee for his faithfulness, that we might stand in his merit and call thee Father. We're desirous to be humble and teachable and to walk more faithfully in every thought, word, and deed. To this end, then, we ask thy grace and strength be upon Brother Allen as he guides our thoughts in this meeting. Forgive our shortcomings. We ask these favors and give thee thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Richard and Sister Pam and Brother Allen. The meeting is yours.
Okay, well, actually, everything is yours, brethren. The time is short. You know, Paul said that hundreds of years ago, but and he meant about our average lifetime, I think. But it's also short here for us because our time together is short. We want to make best use of that. So we invite the brethren, take advantage of the time. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and raise your hands and we'll have someone get a microphone to you. But while you're thinking about that, we'll just say a few quick words of thanks to the brethren here for having this convention. It's been a rich blessing so far. It's been wonderful to renew some of those old friendships, to put faces with some of the names that we've seen online. And it was my first time for seeing about a half a dozen brethren here who I've had regular studies with. And that's been a special blessing to have that online connection. So before we take the first testimony, I'd like to do one thing. I'd like to, brethren, anyone who has ever attended at least one online meeting, would you raise your hand? Wow. Wow. That's almost everybody. It's a large percentage. I don't know why it's disproportionately the Northwest, but the Lord seems to have really blessed the brethren out here in that regard. We're thankful to be able to participate in that on an ongoing basis. Well, we look forward to your testimonies, and when you get the microphone for the tapes and the brethren who are online listening, please give your name, the ecclesia that you're from. Go ahead, Brother Bob.
Hi, I'm Brother Allen. My name is Brother Robert Long from the Antioch Ecclesia. That's our ecclesia name, but we're actually located in Sacramento, California. And I wanted to real quickly just bring the love of our class. That would be my wife, Sister Carol, my brother, Dennis Long, and his wife, Sister Karen, Brother Larry Roberts, Sister Ellen Roberts, Brother Alan Ross, Sister Kathy Ross, and Sister Kristen Kirkham, who is now part of our class. And I just wanted to thank the brethren. The convention has been very lovely, and enjoyed being up here in this oasis. It's been a real refreshment and blessing to get away from the world for a couple of days here, and then we'll be heading back tomorrow morning. Appreciated the discourses, and thank the Lord. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we're just going to take the hands. It's probably going to be more than we'll have time for. So right behind you in the next row. Well, okay, we'll come back to Sister Laura. Well, there's a lot of them. Keep your hands up, brethren, so we can see them. Go ahead in the back first, and we'll come back to Sister Laura.
Thank you, Brother Allen, because my heart's racing. I don't know if I could wait another turn. I have never been online on the computer, but I hope for so many years, because of our precious Lord Jesus, we've been online with our Heavenly Father. And I do want to be there always. And I think of the endearment our Heavenly Father brings to us. And I was thinking how if we abide under His shadow, if we square our life with His, we truly will find that secret hiding place within His bosom, won't we? Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for that. And so many of you have been so inspired. In fact, one of the David Kirkham's wife has got a picture of one of our new little great-granddaughters. And we have two. One's a month older than the other, and the other one's 5 days old. But the other night, the month-old was at our house laying on the counter, and she was really observing and listening to us. And as we thought about that, we were talking to her, and then she'd smile. And she knows so little about this world. And I thought, in comparison, we know little about God's world, but we know that He will not alter that covenant that He's promised. And so, brethren, we want to be faithful and not alter our covenant with Him. And I'm just thankful to be here with you, precious brethren. All of you up here are so precious to us. I enjoyed our fellowship up with your sister Rosemary. And I just think of you often. Probably you don't even know it, over there in Romania. And it's because we have that tie. We all have that same Father, our Father, who dwells in heaven, and I want to dwell closely to Him and live my life in accordance with His holy word. Please pray for me.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Before you take the mic away for the recording, please give your name.
Oh, I'm Sister Joy Blackman from Salem, Oregon. And by the way, Jerry Andrus and Dolores sent their love, my brother, and Betty, okay. Jan, and different ones. They all, in fact, the Salem class sent their love.
Okay, thanks. We appreciate these testimonies very much. We're going to move right along up here in the front, Sister Laura.
I'm Sister Laura Farmer, and I want to be sure to bring the greetings of Sister Virginia Palmgren, who we had to leave behind. Our little ecclesia doesn't usually travel separated at all, so it's very strange that she's there and the rest of the family is here. So, and I also want to send Sister Virginia the love of this convention. So many people have asked for her. And I'd like to say hi to Sister Pat Swartz online and Sister Jackie Sirasi. And I notice Sister Helen Samofa is there. And I know it does not replace the ecclesia. I know that. But for me, the online has given me the saturation of study that keeps me fulfilled and that I love by sharing it with all others besides my ecclesia meetings, which helps me to continue to be in line and online with the Lord. So that's this love to everybody here in Bellingham, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Over.
Appreciate that. All right. We've got a hand over here.
Brother John Halden Wong from the Southwest Oregon Bible Students. And I've been commissioned to bring love from our home ecclesia, and especially from Brother Craig and Sister Kay Chamberlain. And also, I happen to be one that attends the online meetings, or some of them, and Friday night, when they knew we were coming up, I wanted to be sure that their love was brought to you. Also, this is Sister Carolyn, my first time at this convention, and it was certainly overruling by the Lord that we could be here, because I'm a truck driver, and I kind of have to go where the loads go, and this time it allowed me to deliver my load in Everett, Washington, Friday afternoon, so here we are, and thankful for it. And had the added blessing also of having visitors at our motel room yesterday, Sister Janice and Brother Tom Brantner, and my mind's going blank, Brother Merv Hanukkah, came over and visited. We had fellowship for the day. So it's been a real blessing. So I thank the Lord for it.
Thank you. Glad the Lord overruled that you were able to be here. And we know that the Lord is always able to work miracles and coordinate a lot of lives together. Okay, we have no lack of hands. We love to see that. Go ahead. Who's that, brother?
I'm, let me see, Brother Ron Palmgren. And we're experiencing what it's like to be live at a real convention. and it's a real blessing to be with your brother. And we agree with the comments that there isn't anything like the real thing. But it's awful close when you're online. And we're wondering and appreciating at the same time the blessings that we do have to be able to be an ecclesia with three brethren and still be able to go to a meeting every night except Saturday. And that's a special blessing that we have. And I look around the room and see some of the ones that are in our class. And one of the things, I do want to bring the love from Sister Mom. I know that Sister Laura did. Also the love from our Thursday online class. We wanted to bring that. And when I met Brother Alan here, we concluded that this is the first time that we had actually met in person since 9/11. We were together on 9/11. And that's another kind of long story. But it doesn't seem that way because we are in meetings at least once or twice a week together. And we're able to share across the world some of the common problems that we may have and some of the blessings that we share. And so it doesn't really seem like that. At least it feels that way to me. And we want to thank the Lord for all of these blessings that He's given us and for the to be able to have a job and to have it be concerning the brethren. We thank Him so much for this privilege. And we also thank Him for the blessing we have standing here holding the microphone. And we ask for an interest in your prayers, and we say over as well.
All right. And for those that can't see, that blessing that's holding the mic is Brother Matthew. Who'd like to be next? You know, I was going to bring the love of Wenatchee, but I don't have to. I'm an honorary member of the Wenatchee Ecclesia. So. I don't know which hand was first. Let's go back over to this side. Okay.
I'm Sister Lucille Oster, and I'm the one person who still lives in Bellingham. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to the Seattle class for making this possible. And I really am just about ready for a nap. I have been for a half hour now, but I'm pushing through. And I've thought so many wonderful thoughts over the last year and 3 months or whatever since Sister Alice moved away. So we no longer could constitute a class, even with visitors. So I still feel very strong in the Lord, and I had my own little service at memorial time in an upper room, it happened to be. And I really love the truth, and I'm so grateful that the Lord has called me out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. And the more I see of the world around me, the more grateful I am. And I again thank you all for coming, and thank the Seattle class for their being the carry-outers, whatever, of this project. So, Lord bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing us to be here with you in this place.
The Lord does surely provide.
Appreciate your hospitality on our behalf. Thank you. Okay. Okay, over here.
Brother and Sister Janelle Porklob, now from Phoenix. And this convention is very special to me because it feels like I'm coming home. I'm not very good at crying and talking at the same time. sorry. But I also wanted to bring love from all the brethren in Phoenix. And just so many blessings this past weekend. And I love each one of you. And just thank you. Thankful that the Lord let us come. And I keep you all in our prayers. And please pray for us too.
Thank you, Sister Janelle. Thank you for sharing those tears of joy with us. And we share that feeling with you. We rejoice with you. It was wonderful to see you here. We had the privilege of being together in Fort Worth too. That was a special blessing. All right. Another hand back here.
My name is Liliana. I'm from Germany. I'm on an exchange here in Portland right now. And I wanted to bring you my love from my parents who may be online even now. That's Brother Bogdan and Sister Violeta Shagidevich. And from my uncle and his family, his name is Daniel Kaleta. And from my whole ecclesia in Frankenthal.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We were in Germany, Brother Jerry, Sister Sharon. Had a wonderful time there. I think it's probably too early in the morning, though, for them to be online with us. Are they online with us? No. It's probably like in the middle of the night there. Okay. That's great.
Dear brethren, I do want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being here. Thanks to Albert and Norma and for Bern and I. And Bernie may speak for herself, but anyway, they brought the both of us. And I'm one of the old-fashioned kind that doesn't know anything about email or all these other things, but I have my tapes, and I do appreciate them so much. And I've listened to Alan, I don't know how many times, two on miracles, which I enjoyed very much, but I do have that with breakfast every morning. And I remember you, Alan, my prayers many times. I think of the faithful elders who are working, and you especially way over there. And I did want to mention a little experience. Perhaps about a year ago, David Wilmot sent me a name, and sent my name to a sister in Comox on Vancouver Island who had been with the JWs for 13 years, and in the Lord's providence, she heard George's program, and she seemed to want to have fellowship with some, so my name was one that he sent. Anyway, we had nice fellowship by mail, and then about a month ago she came over to Vancouver and she visited with me about 4 hours, and we had a very nice time. Well, in the meantime, she's just so anxious to get Brother Russell's writing. She said it's just like gold. And in the meantime, I was able to get Brother Louis had an extra set of reprints, so he brought them to our house, and I thought, well, how am I going to get them over to her on Vancouver Island? So the next thing was that Linda and Merv came to our meeting about 3 weeks ago, and I asked them, of course, good brethren. They said, why, sure, they'd be happy to take them. So they took them over, and they didn't live near her, but they delivered them to her. And they were the ones that were a set of like 7 volumes with the index in the back of the one. And we discussed it, Merv and Linda and I, and Linda and I thought maybe we shouldn't send that one because we had a new index with it, because going on up into years when Judge Rutherford was taking over, and we thought maybe it wouldn't be the wisest thing to do. But about a week later, she phoned. She said, you know, I'm missing a book. So I tried to explain to her what we had thought, that maybe later on we would pass it to her. But she said, no, I've made my mind up. I'm very determined, and I'm going to stay with what I have. So you don't need to worry about me getting involved in, you know, wrong spirit of that. So that was so nice. Well, then while Linda and Merv were there, it was another nice little thing. She was telling her, you know, I have had a grandma in Vancouver who was a Bible student. She had forgotten to tell me that. She told me a lot of her history, but she hadn't told me about that. So she said, well, Linda said, ask Ruth. Maybe she knows who it is. So she asked me, well, of course, it was dear Sister Kirk that was a very elderly sister when we were all young in the class. And I was so thrilled to think that this was her granddaughter. And she said that years before, her Grandma Kirk had written to her sister, who was going into JWs, and Grandma Kirk warned her against it. But for some reason, the Lord let Marguerite go into the JWs for that length of time. But in the Lord's providence, he's called her out. So it was such a thrill and a joy to hear that and to tell her. And I had old snapshots with Sister Kirk in them. So I sent her a couple of those, and she was so happy. So those little things are of great interest to me. I do appreciate them because I feel, well, the Lord has given me a little privilege of service. And it's made me dig more too, which has been good for me. So I'm thankful to the Lord for the blessings which come in the old-fashioned way. But anyway, it's a real blessing, and I do love you all, and I just want you to pray for me too.
Sister Ruth, can you give us your full name and ecclesia?
Oh, didn't I give my name?
I don't think so.
Sister Ruth Chambers, I did want to say hello to Virginia, and I'm from Vancouver up in Canada.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for your excitement and for sharing that blessing with us. That was very nice. Okay, Brother.
Just a message of love for my dear wife, Sister Linda. She's on a business trip now, and I wasn't able to come, and this is my first experience of going to ecclesia by myself, so I'm in trouble, right? my name is Brother Merv Honecker, and we have to give our new address. We're from Lake Cowichan now and not Victoria. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that message of love. Glad to have you with us today. Okay, we'll take a breather until somebody else raises their hand here. All right, in the back.
I'll stand up too. See if I can still do that. This is Brother Richard Stewart from the Seattle area. We attend both the North Seattle Ecclesia and the Puget Sound Ecclesia. But for 17 years, we were a part of the Bellingham scene, and we appreciate, our special appreciation for the North Seattle class carrying on the tradition of this convention, and particularly the tradition of Brother Ted Smith. Brother Ted was always interested in the spiritual benefits toward the Lord's people, and the many things that he did were directed that way, some very quietly and some more public, but he was very faithful in that, and we appreciate the memory of that being kept alive through this convention. We also appreciate, when we're younger, we take our families for granted, having them around and so forth. And we appreciate particularly the thoughtfulness of our two daughters and celebrating their mother's birthday, 60th birthday. Many of you were there, and others of you, I'm sure, have heard about it. But we don't have as many occasions to be all together as in a family as we have in the past, and we certainly appreciate that. And we reflect on just how that might be for us when we are at home with our Savior and all those faithful ones that have gone before us. What a joy that will be, and we look forward to that time and desire to be faithful to that end. To that end, we also pray for each of you.
Thank you. The General Assembly of the Church of the Firstborn, we look forward to that. Thanks for allowing us to share that blessed event, too. It was nice to take something of a natural genre, the birthday, and turn it into a spiritual blessing. So glad for that. Okay, we have someone on this side. We'll go on this side next. Go ahead.
Give your name first. Yeah. I'm Sister Lydia Hannum of Duncan, of Seattle now. And I just have the privilege of coming to the convention in the kindness of Sister Jean and Brother Lawrence. So I want to thank them for, and then we've been looked after so well since we've been here, and I appreciate that too. Friends have come and talked to me because find it difficult to get around. So I just love to hear and visit a little bit with them. So I thank you for the privilege of having a little testimony that I can thank the Lord for all he's done for me, and I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, Sister Lydia. It's a special blessing to see you there. It's been mentioned before, and we'll just repeat that. We're following your progress through the email, and so glad to see you're able to be here with us in person today. That was kind of a surprise for me. Pleasant surprise. We have a hand over here. Okay. Someone have their hand up over here? If not, there's one in the back. Okay.
Brother Allen and brethren, it's a real joy and a blessing to be here again this year. Been coming here for a few years, and every time the opportunity comes, I'd like to come back, and I've been coming back, and I'm enjoying the convention very much. And I have love from Miami Valley brethren. There was about 70 brethren at the convention and 15 online, so 85 brethren. And also love from the Winnipeg brethren. And I want to still let this wisdom be my guide, and nor take thy flight away from me. Still with me let thy grace abide, that I from thee may never depart. And that's my prayer, that I never leave this beautiful life that's ahead for each one of us. And I want to continue and be faithful. And I'm thankful for Sister Kim and her family putting up with me. And also, I think, Brother Steve and Sister Rosalie, too. So pray for me, brethren, as I remember the brethren.
Okay, thank you. And give us the name and the ecclesia.
I'm Sister Agnes Seawalk from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay, we had a hand in the back. Raise a hand again. Whoever. Okay.
Brother Albert Swab from Langley, BC, Canada. I would be remiss if I did not publicly thank my Heavenly Father for the privilege we had to come today and be with you, dear brethren, and to also listen to the words from the platform. Our Heavenly Father is very gracious and very merciful, and he knows just what we have need of. There's no sense bringing the love of the Langley class because we're all here. Anyway, when anything ever comes up on Israel, of course, it always grabs our attention. And when we got up this morning, we turned on CNN, of course, and it was a live broadcast that Israel had just went deep into Syria and it attacked or bombed a terrorist center. And of course, that always gets our interest, doesn't it? So it threw the Arab nations kind of in a quandary because they didn't see them coming and they didn't see them going. And so it made them very volatile, as to say. And the other point is, you probably, some of you saw it a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, when Chris Reeves was interviewed, when he's in Israel getting treatment for his paralysis. And the Israeli doctors are the best neurological medical professions in the world. And it was interesting when they were asking him, who all do they treat over there? And he said, well, it's very, very interesting. They will treat Israeli. If the next one in line is a Palestinian, Arab, it doesn't matter. Everybody gets treated the same. And the question was asked, well, how much do they charge? And they said, it's free. And it's very interesting because he said it would never happen in America because it's always around the dollar. And that's why people are lining up to come to the best doctors in the world, which is in Israel. They treat anybody. And I couldn't help but just think of, give this a few years, and there's going to be a lot of people coming to Israel and looking for that treatment. Brings in mind of the scripture, 10 men hanging on the skirt of one that is a Jew. So it's these little things that we catch on and we grab and we just get so excited about them. We all do, don't we? So I do ask an interest in your prayers, dear brethren, and we'll remember you in ours.
Thank you. Appreciate your sharing that with us. That is very stimulating to our faith when we see those little fulfillments, little indicators, so to speak. Okay, we still have a few minutes left. We've got time for a couple more, if brethren would like to take advantage of that. One on this side, and then we'll come up to the front.
I'm Sister Gloria Nuso from the North Seattle Bible Students. We're privileged to bring the brethren together here. This special time, this special moment in time when we are so blessed, a very short time, those from have come willingly, openly hearted, from near and from far, which we appreciate very much. And we have been blessed with the talks, with the most appropriate words for this moment for us. And the fellowship we had was the most appropriate and uplifting for us at this moment. These things are going to make us ready for immortality. Well, there's no pride attached to that. In fact, I've learned recently from a very hard experience, the humbler we become, the lower we become, the greater the Heavenly Father and the Lord are taking care of us and loving us and helping us in our and responding to us in our needs and prayers. And I praise the Heavenly Father for that, this special humbleness, this special time with the dear brethren. We want to make use of the time and for the occasions that brought us all together. So we treasure this. And you, dear brethren, praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay.
Sister Jean Kirkham from Seattle. I want to thank the Heavenly Father for providing this gathering for us here today and for the admonitions from the platform. I was thinking of that bad friend and the one that gives us so much trouble, this body of flesh. But you know, the Lord allows this. He's developing this new mind, this new creature in this body of flesh, and it's our home until He gives us a different body and calls us to our heavenly home. And I too long to hear that time when He can say, come up higher, and attain to that blessing throughout eternity of serving with my Lord and in whatever project He might have for us as His little flock. So, brethren, I know it's a high calling, but I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to lay hold upon that mark and seek to stand when I get there, that mark of perfect love. I love you all very much. Appreciate the privilege of having Jerry and Sharon Leslie in our home. It's like old times when we have them. It's just such a joy. And then last evening, having the privilege of having Brother Alan with us and Brother Matt and Rosalie and Steve, to all dear brethren of ours. And we thank the Lord for these provisions, but above all I thank Him for the wonderful food that I feed on daily, the provisions made for us at this end of the age. And I just want to have them do the cleansing work in my life and not give up on any aspect of that whole divine plan of the ages, the whole counsel of God, as the Apostle Paul said, but to keep on studying and having it do, like I said, it's cleansing work, but also to develop greater joy in my heart and mind for the provisions He's made. And it's nice to have Sister Lydia with us today. She's 98 years old, as you all know, and not so easy to come anymore, but her heart is still here with us. And she remembers the morning resolve and the vow and can repeat those and enjoys finishing scriptures as Brother Tom reads to her and others read to her. And so we know the spirit is still there, even though the body of flesh is weak. And it's nice also to have Brother Lawrence's mother, Sister Gertrude, with us too. I ask an interest in your prayers. Pray for each one of you. And also want to remember the brethren online. What a privilege to be able to do this nowadays. Restitution blessings for all of us. So God bless each one as according to his will for you, for he knows what we have need of. Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to all of the brethren who have shared your testimonies with us. It's been, again, a special blessing to be together. Thanks especially for making it easy for me as the chairman. You know, a chairman of the testimony meeting just loves to see the brethren just popping their hands up, and especially to have such expressions of joy, and you're sharing your experiences with us, a real blessing. And I'll just want to say one thing in closing. When we were at Fort Worth, we at the end of the testimony, we thanked the brethren there for making our first visit to America such a warm one. And afterwards, one of the brethren came up to me and he says, "You know, you speak English pretty good for someone who's only here on your first visit." So I want to thank you, brethren, also for making my first visit such a warm one. And I will certainly remember it for a long time to come. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you, Brother Alan. And does anyone who did not testify would like to suggest a hymn for their testimony?
Can you send our love to everybody online?
Yes. Love to everybody online.
And the visiting
of week. It's anonymous. Yeah. What? Yes.
Could we send our love to the convention next weekend in San Antonio? I know some dear sisters are going, and Brother David.
Yes, and also love for the convention in San Antonio. All right. So do we have a hymn for... Yes, sister. 284. Before Brother Alan will close this meeting with prayer. I'd like to say that after that we'll have an intermission and we'll reassemble here back at 3:45 for Steve Pandren discourse. Brother Allen.
Dear loving Father, once more we come into thy hallowed presence in the name of thy Son, Jesus. We desire to worship thee, to praise thee, to give honor and glory always unto thy name, and to show thy character to those around us. We long for the time when we will be able to share thy character with the whole world of mankind, if we are found faithful. Help us to be faithful. Help us to draw strength from this time you've given us to be together this day, not only from the lessons from the platform, but from these testimonies that have been given this past hour. Help us to lift those up in prayer that have special need of thee, not only in this place, but throughout this world. We thank thee for the relationship we have with one another as brethren. Help us to be a help and a blessing one to another. Forgive us where we fail. We ask it always in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.